You're listening to SBS News. The cause of Sunday's crash in Ethiopia is still not known, so a growing number of countries are taking a cautious approach by grounding the MAX 8 until all the data has been examined from the flight recorders. The Federal Aviation Administration in the United States is allowing airlines to continue using the aircraft, and it's under political pressure to reconsider. Republican Senator Mitt Romney is the latest politician to call for the 737 MAX 8 to be grounded.
Out of an abundance of caution, it makes sense for us to do the same. Two tragic accidents in such a short period of time suggest that we should take a close look. That, I'm sure, is being done. But out of an abundance of safety concerns and common sense, I think it makes sense to ground the aircraft until we have better information.
Last October, a Boeing 737 MAX 8 operated by Indonesia's Lion Air crashed shortly after takeoff, and investigators found that the pilots had struggled with an automated system that's designed to prevent the planes from stalling. A former Inspector General at the US Department of Transport, Mary Schiavo, says given the apparent similarities, grounding the aircraft is warranted.
There's just too much unknown here. Until they know what happened, obviously this is terribly alarming for passengers, for pilots, for operators. Until you know what has happened, it's just this very, scary situation where you have two planes that have fallen from the sky and they're brand new planes. It just doesn't happen, statistically speaking. So I think that a grounding is in order.
What sets the Boeing 737 MAX series apart from its predecessors is a much larger, more fuel-efficient engine that enables the MAX to fly longer distances. But to fit this much larger engine on a 737, Boeing engineers were forced to position it slightly forward and higher up than its normal position. This is because the 737 design, which first came into service in 1967, has low-lying landing gear. On testing, Boeing noticed that the relocated engines sometimes produced an upward motion, which essentially can push the aircraft's nose upwards. So to compensate, they installed a computer system known as the Maneuvering Characteristics Augmentation System, or MECAS, which is designed to prevent the plane from stalling. Sensors on the aircraft tell the MECAS to automatically point the nose of the plane down if it's in danger of going into a stall. The pilots of the Lion Air flight struggled to control the automated MECAS system, which was repeatedly pushing the plane's nose down following takeoff. Captain John Cox runs an aviation safety consultancy in the United States. Captain Cox says Boeing has committed to doing more work to improve the MECAS system.
There are some software changes being made to the flight control computer that are the brains behind the MECAS system. There's also additional pilot training and pilot awareness to be on the lookout for an MECAS introduced trim problem and how to deal with that. So it puts the pilots on higher alert. That's what's been done so far. But both the Federal Aviation Administration, Boeing, the investigative agencies, and every other regulatory agency, including Australia, is watching this very carefully because this is the fastest selling jet Boeing has ever made.
Southwest Airlines is one of the major U.S. airlines to fly the MAX 8. It uses Boeing 737s exclusively and has a fleet of more than 750, including 34 MAX 8 aircraft. The airline says it has confidence in the safety and airworthiness of its entire fleet. And the Southwest Airlines Pilots Association agrees, saying it supports the decision to keep flying. Aviation safety consultant Captain John Cox says their stance makes sense to him.
I'm not terribly surprised at it because these are the ladies and gentlemen that fly the airplane. They know it well, and they have confidence in it based on what we know so far. And that's the whole key, is we need to get the data out of those recorders. Then and only then can we determine if there is commonality, linkage, between these two accidents and if something needs to be done to the airplane.
Captain Cox says he has confidence in the safety and long-term viability of the 737 MAX.
Regardless of what we learn, the MAX will undergo some revisions, some improvements, and then we'll go ahead and fly for decades, moving millions upon millions of passengers safely. I have no doubt about it all.
Greg Dyett, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.